bottom one. Okay, the Rebbe's Basi Lagani, Tovshin Lamites. In this booklet, we got to page Chav Ches.
The new one. Have a good one.
Okay, Chav Ches, the new paragraph. The Rebbe is explaining the level of the kroshim that we have to make the aimdim, amudim, aimdim, that it connects heaven and earth. And then he says, to understand this better, we need to understand first what the Baal Shem Tov says, Srafim aimdim bimalei, the Srafim are on higher than the level of loy, meaning the name of Yudke Vavke Adnai, rather, that's on top of the throne. I, the Srafim, are only in the level of Bria. Nevertheless, because they have this longing to godliness, they're in the level of Atzilus. Unlike the Neshamas that don't have the longing, and the reason why the Neshamas don't have the longing, because they are in Atzilus. So therefore, they don't have the longing. Okay? And he says that even though Neshamas are higher than Malachim, but nevertheless, the neshamas come from the level of Tachas Mekisi HaKovid, the level of Ata Berasa. But nevertheless, the neshamas originate in Tehedihi in the level of Atzilus. Okay, he says, Amnam, Baved is Bnei Yisrael Gufa. In the Aved of Yidden itself, there's Yishalamayelim Yisrafim, which is even higher than the Srafim that's Chavches. That says Srafim Emdimimala Yeshne Achilik Vachidish Shemesh Rabbeinu Lagabi Avos. Even in the Aveda Bnei Yisrael, there's a difference between Mesh Rabbeinu's Aveda and the Aveda of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. He says Av Shavos Sein Hena Merkava. Even though the Avos, as the Medrash says, are Merkava, meaning the chariot of Hashem, which Rashi brings down a Chumash, by the way, that they're completely bottled to Hashem, like the chariot goes where the rider leads it. So even though the Ovis, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, are complete bittle to Hashem, but nevertheless, the name of Yudke Vavke, like Hashem says clearly in this week's Pasha, V'shmi Hashem, lo yinidarti lohem, they didn't have the level of Yudke Vavke. The Yavis, I mean, only had the level of whatever, not Havaya. Masha'en Kenaitel Yavis. By the Sylvanesha Abeinu had the level of Yudke Vavke. The Yavis didn't. Like it says in the Pasik. No, I'm sorry, it says clearly. The Yavis had Kel Shaddai. But the Shmi Havaya Leine Daitilahem. Right? The Yavis had Kel Shaddai, Shmi Havaya Leine Daitilahem. And therefore, the pasuk continues, Emer levnei Yisrael ani avaya hameiti eschem mitachas sivlis Mitzrayim. The name of Yudke Vavke is going to be taking the Jews, the pasuk says, out of Golus. Haino shayidei ayitziya meretz Mitzrayim. Mainly going out of boundaries and limitations. Showing in Meitzorim u'gvulim, which is boundaries and limitations. To not only boundaries and limitations of Kedusha, but linyonim hafchim mamish. Mamish, the opposite. Mitzrayim was the ultimate level of Klipa. They through Yitzias Mitzrayim, they come to the Gilui of Shem Havayah b'Matan Torah. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu, what's Hashem saying over here? The Avos did not have the revelation of Matan Torah. They didn't have the revelation of Yudke Vavke. Davke by being in Mitzrayim and going out of Mitzrayim, which from the ultimate level of Klipa, they merited to the level of Gilui of Havayah, which is Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Matan Torah is the ultimate purpose of going out of Egypt. Like the pasuk says, Beitziach HaSa'am Mitzrayim, Tavdun HaSolakim Alor HaZem. When I take the nation out of Mitzrayim, you're going to serve Hashem. Meaning, what's the ultimate purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? As we learned, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf was the preparation of Matan Torah. Yeah, but not only that, to reach the level of Matan Torah, not only serve Hashem, Davis also served Hashem. But to serve Hashem on a level that you come to the name of Yudke Vavke, which is higher than world. Ki Avedis Avis Binyan Amidis. Avis, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, as we know, as Chesed, Gvorah Teferes. Avram served Hashem out of love. Yitzchok served Hashem out of fear. Yitzchok served Hashem, Yaakov served Hashem out of Teferes, the level of Achmanis. Shezehu, the Avis, is similar to an Eved, Sheshemeh b'kol Rabbi listens to his Rebbe, his master of Eitz, at Tzivav mi'aveh mi'yirah. Okay? It's in other words, the Ovis are like an Eved that serves the master either out of love or fear. But the Yon HaShemesh is a level of Bittul, u'Bittul na'ile yesim mi'aveh desa Eved, which is even bigger Bittul than even the Eved. And he says, li is be'efen de ma'malke rabbanon, like it says, Gemara says, who are kings, the Chachamim? Shemetziyusi nasas metziyas ha-melech atzmei. That he becomes the entity of the master. Like it says, b'meishet ha-bin k'chol beisi nemon hu. He was Eved Nemon, and not Eved Pasha, like the others were. Kiven sheinu metziyas la-atzmei klal. He's not at all his own metziyas, like Meishet Rabbeinu says in Parshas HaShavua, v'nachnu ma, what are we? We're nothing. Okay, that's in B'shalach. By the man of v'nachnu ma ki solinu olav. So Meishet Rabbeinu is a level of bitul of ma, which is even greater than the level of the others. Therefore, Meishet Rabbeinu, because of his bitul, had the name of Yudke Vavke. The others didn't have the level of Yudke Vavke. They had the level of Kel Shaddai. But there's an advantage of Ben, and there's an advantage of Eved. Bittul is more by Eved, right? Closeness of Ava is by a Ben. That's why, what do we say in davening every day? Avinu Malkeinu. Even though seemingly, if you're a Ben, you can't be an Eved. And if you're an Eved, you can't be a Ben, right? Nevertheless, we say Avinu Malkeinu, it's contradictory. If it's Avinu, it can't be Malkeinu. Because like we said, a servant, what should we call it? A ben, he can't be a melech over your own children. Because the definition of a melech is a separate entity that's bottle. A ben is an extension of the father. So that is a greater level than Eved. But there's a mile of Eved and Bittul over ben. So it's like the Friedrich Rebbe said, that he has an advantage over all the other chassidim. All the other chassidim are only chassidim. And he's a son and a chassid. It's like the similar to the concept of Avinu Malkeinu. So each one, but Meishet Rabbeinu's advantage over the others was the level of chochma. That's why Meishet Rabbeinu was chochma. The others are chesed, gevurah, and teferes. So Meishet Rabbeinu had a higher level of bittul than the others. Okay, hey. And Chavtes. Now we can understand the mile of the Mishkan. In fact, the Rebbe asked the question before. This union of Kroshim and Shtus and Shittim is only in the Mishkan, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is even greater. Right? That's what he asked the question before. Okay? Okay, so the Rebbe is continuing like this.
So the Rebbe is introducing our Rebbe, right? And all these things that he's introducing our Rebbe, saying all these things.
You mean he's introducing himself? The Friedrich Rebbe is introducing the Rebbe. Yeah. Yes. Before, 1 second, before the Rebbe asked the question, I understand, but he's explaining it to the government. He never asked a question before, right before Gilmi asked the question, that if there's a mile of Shittim and Kroshim, so the Beis HaMikdash had no Kroshim and Shittim. Right? So he starts explaining that I'm dim, you Moshe Rabbeinu do what, look at what it says up there, and then you see down here, and he says the Srafim. Now he's explaining the mile of the Mishkan over the Beis HaMikdash. That the Mishkan had the Kroshim, even though in levels the Beis HaMikdash is greater than the Mishkan, but there's an advantage of the Mishkan. That's what he says now in Hay. Val Pizay, Yeshlevaya, Milas HaMishkan, Shebe Nema, Vasis, Esa Kroshim La Mishkan. Shemek, the Kroshim Shem Lishkan, Asi, Shitim, Eindim, Shenase, De Meshe Dafkem. Okay? It was made through Meshe Rabbeinu. What's interesting, Maisi de Meisha Nitzchim, Deb is going to talk about this. Maisi de Meisha, whatever he made is permanent. So the Mishkan was never destroyed. Wherever it is, it's somewhere. It was not destroyed. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they undid the Mishkan. The Mishkan's still there. But the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Mail of Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Yuvan Zal Peter said, Rav HaMagid. Basically, what the Maggid says in the Kuti Amar came is, the East of Bezei, it says in the Sayyar, Mishkan Iyo Balei Rav Avnuni. He says, the Mishkan was built Dafka through Moshe Rabbeinu without the partnership of anybody else. He says, Av Shasiyas HaMishkan V'Kelev, Hoysay De'ishtachvus Kama V'Kama. L'cheiro, the donations of the Mishkan were through Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, through everybody. Everybody participated. By the way, it's the only time in history they were collecting money and they said it's enough.
More than enough.
It's the only time in history. He says, even though L'cheiro, and not only that, the women made the goat skins. I mean, everybody participated. He says, Mikoma kem hakamas ha-mishkan ha-yidei Moshe levadi. Putting up the Mishkan was only through Moshe Rabbeinu. The first time the Mishkan went up was through Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirush, the Mishkan shasa Moshe, like we just said. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, l'sholta ba'ayiv, the Medrash says it was never, the Gemara says, the goyim, the enemies never touched it. The Mishkan was never destroyed. Why? Because it's such a great level. Shekayim lo ad, the Mishkan was existing forever. V'yizgale b'kodim mamash b'v'yiz mashiach tzukeinu. U'mavoy, like it's explained. Shemesh asas a Mishkan, okay? Meisha made the Mishkan. B'staklusi, by looking at it, like it says, Ureva say, Shehevi ashros ha-shchina. All of B'staklusi. The Meisha Rabbeinu built the Mishkan with looking. Re'iya is a level of Chochmah. Bina is Shmiya, understanding. Seeing is Chochmah, Meisha Rabbeinu's level. V'inyin b'zadine inyon yivavadasa shal Meisha. One second. Aveda Meisha is the level of seeing. V'gamaylus habitul shaloy ha'isim yitzad inyon ariya dafka was dafka from the level of seeing. V'kivin she inyon shal Meisha. And because the inyon of Meisha was leipsik taima, that there wasn't a separation, that took place between Meisha and Meisha, meaning shagam b'yudasa lamata. That even when he comes down, he brings down the levels of Kedusha down here, is the same muhus, the way it is l'mayla. Meaning like this. Hashem Hashem, or Avram Avram, it says psik taima begavayu. When it says Avram Avram v'yirmei neini, or Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun, it says there was psik taima, meaning there's a, it's not literally, but there's a break between Hashem Hashem, between Avram Avram. When it says Meisha, Meisha, it says Leipzig time of Begavayel. There was no separation. So it's explained that Psik timer means there's a difference between the higher level of Yudke Vavke and the lower level of Yudke Vavke. There's a separation between the higher level of Avram and the lower level. That's why there's a break, like a parsa. But Meisha, Meisha, there is no curtain, there's no blockage, which means the level of Moshe Rabbeinu up there is the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu bringing it down. So he says, why was the Mishkan, this level of crush and transformation of shtus, of world to shtus of Kedusha, and the sheker of world to the level of crushing, in a way that it was never destroyed by the enemies, was because Moshe Rabbeinu is that level. And he, Lochein hoya etzayin re'evasei, meaning, the actual thing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Ruchnius, in on the mountain, it came down here. And like we quoted the Medrash from before, just like the level you see, the same level, make down here.
Istaklus
is a deeper level than Ria even. V'zeo ha'idei Meisha hokem ha'mishkan. And therefore, like this, the only one that was able to put up the Mishkan was Moshe Rabbeinu. With the level of his ri'iya, bitul, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to create the Mishkan. V'zeo ha'idei Meisha hokem ha'mishkan. B'emtzua es ha'kroshim, Shenasim Yatzi Shitim Eimdim. The information Rabbeinu was able to take the concept of Kroshim. There were Eimdim Amudim or Amudim Shemachar Mesagag Imeritva. So what did Meishan Rabbeinu do? He brought the level of a Lukus up there, down here. What is that? That's the level of the Amud. What does the Amud do? It connects high the roof and the floor. So Meishe Rabbeinu brought this level, what he saw in the Mishka, in the mountain, he brought it down here. Okay, so therefore he says, so therefore the pearl, this is the Mila of the Mishkan over the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, the Beis HaMikdash was greater than the Mishkan, but there's a Mila, like we learned, everything has a Mila and a Chson. There's a Mila of the Mishkan over the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, Meishe Rabbeinu made it. It was never destroyed. Because Meishe Rabbeinu brought Elokus down the way he saw it. Up there, he brought it down here in the physical Mishkan. And therefore, it was never destroyed.
Wherever the Mishkan is in a...
It's in a closet somewhere.
No, in a standing position because he stood it up.
Are the board standing or horizontal now? I don't know. I never saw the Mishkan. But
is it only Moshe Rabbeinu that doesn't have Sitama or Avraham, Yaakov?
I think only Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alpizeh yuvim mashadug ma'achim asima la'avedas hamitzvos. Therefore, the proper moshul, which is proper for the concept of mitzvahs, is the inyan amudim. Therefore, what did he say? He said, Terachamu de'er, before he said the 620 mitzvahs, 613 and 7 rabbinic, are Terachamu de'er. And he explained before at great length that what's an Amud? An Amud is what connects this Elokus with world, okay, in simple English. Elokus with world. So what is that a marshal for? Mitzvahs. What do mitzvahs do? Connects Elokus with world. Now the others didn't have that level. Because before Matan Torah, before Shmi Avaya Loinei Daiti Lohem, before the revelation of Shem Avaya, world couldn't become holy. There was a Gzeda. El Yainim is El Yainim, Tachtainim is Tachtainim, world is spiritual, spiritual, physical is physical. They couldn't meet. So, what the Aved of the Ovis, they did not bring Kedusha, connecting Kedusha with world, that world became holy. Because they couldn't do it. It was before Matan Torah. Meishe Rabbeinu, through the Mishkan, Amudim, Eimdim Amudim brought Elokus down to the world, that the world became holy. So the best mashal, he says, for the concept of the mitzvahs is the level of Amudim. Because what do mitzvahs do? Tafsa v'chibur. It connects Elokus and world. That's the level of the Kroshim.
How did the Avod become a Markava? They became a Markava by being Batur.
Not by playing cards the whole day. There are Vedas Hashem, but there are Vedas Hashem only reached what's called the Chassidus in Kabbalah Sheresh and Nevroim. It was only able to reach as far as a person could reach. But Matan Torah and mitzvahs we do today connects to the essence, which the others couldn't reach because Shmi Avaya Lo Nidaitelem. You know why? Because they didn't have Golas Mitzrayim, they didn't have Yitzias Mitzrayim, they didn't have Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore they didn't have these things yet that allowed them to reach the level of Shmi Avaya. And Meishe Rabbeinu had it.
But they could connect to the essence through any mitzvah that they were given.
No, not those mitzvahs didn't connect to the essence. That's what we're saying.
Even Bris?
Because there was... Only bris, because Hashem commanded
that's
him.
What I'm saying, the mitzvahs that they were commanded.
They were what? Only bris. Gid Anoshe is a negative mitzvah. Pruvu is not making something holy. The only mitzvah that, and that's why Avraham Avinu waited not to do bris milah until Hashem, because that's ketchet of the bond of the bris, and therefore Eliezer had to hold on to his bris. Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Simno yachat tachasei rechi. Right? Also, because that's the only what made that physical object holy.
Hashem's command.
But that's the Matan Torah. In other words, by Bris Milah, there was the level of Matan Torah, but there was only one mitzvah out of 620.
Well, how can you become a Markava when there is no mitzvah to become?
Whatever Hashem wanted them to do, they kept mitzvahs. Whatever Hashem wanted to do, even the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Neach, and the other mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs they kept, even Erev Tavshilin, which is rabbinic, by the way, and That was the bittul they had to Hashem. But as bittul as they were to Hashem, wasn't the level of bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like he said, they're at the level of Eved, Merkava, but not the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a deeper level of Eved.
Deep. Did Hashem appear to them and told them things?
Wonderful. But the world didn't become holy with it.
But they were commanded by Hashem.
No, they weren't. Only Bris Milah.
Like when Hashem told him go from here to there and then and that.
But that's not a mitzvah.
Personal.
It's a one-time thing.
But that's why they became Merkava, because they listened to God telling them.
Because they were Merkava, they did it. Chassidus explains, there's the bittul of Rotzen to the Rotzen, and there's the bittul to the Baal Rotzen. Bittul to the Rotzen means you ask me to do something, yeah, and I hear what you're asking me to do, and I say, okay, I'll do it. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. So that's the bittul to the will, because I know what the will is, and I'm bittul, I choose to do it. Bittul Baal Rotzen is called Nasev Nishma. Bittul the Baal Rotzen, it says, you bottle to the guy whatever he asks it to do. So then it's not that I'm listening to the will and then I have a choice to take it or not to take it. But Nasev Nishma, bittul to the Baal Rotzen means I'm so bottled to you, whatever you want, I'm going to do.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. It's not the bittul to the Rotzen. It's the bittul to the Baal Rotzen, meaning the one that's asking me to do it, I'm bottled to him.
Going back to our Indian, they did bring monotheism to the whole world, and the idea...
But the world did not become holy. What happened to all the Gedim Avraham Avinu made?
They went back, but not necessarily the ones that Yosef made. It was Gvura, he elevated them up.
There was no change in the world whatsoever. The world didn't become holier.
Well, how could it be? They brought monotheism to the world.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the world became holier.
From then on, there was...
The physical world did not become holier.
I understand, but their minds, people's minds, stopped believing in Avodah Zarah since then.
But it wasn't permanent. It wasn't permanent at all. So it wasn't something that they permeated the world. It was a temporary... hoo-ha. You know?
Yaakov Avinu marrying Rachel Imenu did not permeate the world. It didn't make the world holy. The act of Yaakov Avinu marrying...
If anything, he married the second sister that he wasn't allowed to marry.
But all the Shvatim, Yosef HaTzadik, they affected the whole world, Mitzrayim, the whole paradox.
The world didn't become holy. It didn't change the world. The world stayed the same world. A Jew does a mitzvah, they take this paper and it becomes holy. They take leather and they make tefillin, or the wool tzitzis, or the candle, you light a candle, the candle becomes holy. You make a brach on it.
But they made the world holy, but it was temporary.
The world didn't become holy. It had no effect on the physical world's existence.
Wasn't Yaakov sticks holy for that second?
No.
So not even temporary?
No. Matan Torah, by the way, was temporary. Yeah, Har Sinai. Yeah. They were not allowed to go up. Hagbala Sa'ar, Vikidashte, right? You weren't allowed to go. Bimshecha Yevil, the second the Shefer stopped, the Pahemiyalu Bahar. Hashem said they can go up to the mountain. Right? Lucheira, the greatest revelation that ever existed, says Mashiach is Matan Torah is Me'ainze. Matan Torah, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. The revelation of Mashiach was a little bit by Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the greatest revelation that ever existed. Greater than Kriyas Yamsuf, greater than everything, yeah? The second Hashem left Har Sinai, there was no Kedusha whatsoever in Har Sinai. When the Mishkan traveled, the place of the Mishkan was holy. Right? If you were Tommy, whatever, you couldn't go there, yeah? The second the Mishkan moved, next place, that place was nothing. The Beis HaMikdash, now, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no nothing, but the Makom HaMikdash is holy. So each one has its unique thing, so to speak. I mean, Har Sinai was a greater revelation than the Beis HaMikdash. Right. But it didn't permeate the stone. Like we learned another Maimonim, the Rebbe is discussing here the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mishkan was The uniqueness, what was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, remember we learned it in another Maimer, was the normal routine. First the animal skin, and then which is chai, and then the boards, which are tzemeach, and then the ground, which is this, right? So the according to Seder Shtalshlus. But the Beis HaMikdash was in daimim. Uniqueness of the Beis HaMikdash was daimim became holy. It wasn't made out of wood or animal skins.
Makom HaMikdash was holy because the Torah says it's holy, or because there was a Beis HaMikdash on it? And now
it's the place Makom HaShe Yivchar Hashem.
The Torah says that place, even before the Beis HaMikdash was...
No, located. Before the Beis HaMikdash was there, it wasn't holy.
It wasn't?
Not until they built the Beis HaMikdash.
So Mishkan could not leave an everlasting holiness in its place.
Correct, and the Beis HaMikdash did.
That's just the way the formula is? Or is it because
that's what the boss wants. That's okay, what happens.
Is it because it's post Matan Torah?
Yeah. But until they built the Mishkan, it wasn't holy.
Okay.
When they built the Mishkan, I mean, sorry, the Beis HaMikdash. When they built the Beis HaMikdash became holy. Until then, it didn't happen. Okay, Valpiza, Yuvan, okay. Masha Dugma Chimasim Lavedas Amid, the most corresponding connection of Vedas Amitzah, the level of Amudim, Ki Amitzahs, what do Amitzahs do? 6 times from the end of the page. Mamshich no Mechaber Ein Sof in Elimis is like an Omid She Mechaber Agag Varitzba, Beifin She Nasin Eitzim, Eifin Mamish, Kivin Shal Yodim Nasin, Dira B'Tachtenim. Therefore, what did the mitzvahs do? Mitzvahs make a dira b'tachtonim, and that's what the amudim do. Okay.